You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Hello, Unitigo Spartan fans. Your green and gold come into this ball game with a record of 5-1. And they're 3-0 in Division 7 play.
And hello, Sydney fans. The Warriors enter tonight with an overall record of 4-2, and they are 2-1 in Class C, Division 5.
I'm Harry Graves, and it's time for football on WCDO, the first of a two-game weekend spectacular.
And I am Billy Blake, and tonight on this brutally cold Friday night, we are here in Sydney as the Warriors take on the Spartans of Unitigo.
So it is the first set of two games coming up this weekend. The contest tomorrow, our Saturday afternoon game, will be over the river and through the woods as we go into the Catskills to Delhi, New York, for the contest between the Harpersville Hornets and the Delhi Bulldogs.
Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the football season.
So, Billy, this is technically a non-league contest. It is Division 5 against Division 7. The Unitigo Spartans have already wrapped things up in Division 7. The outcome in Division 5 still a little bit up in the air, but Chenango Forks seems to have things under control. But this game, we throw out all of those league and non-league descriptions because this is the contest between two rivals. Up and down Interstate 88, you've got Unitigo just up the road, Sydney just down here. Anytime you see these two games or these two teams get together, just about anybody can win at any time.
Absolutely, and you look at the game last week we had with Sydney and Chenango Forks, one of the most exciting games we had all season, a tough and devastating one-point loss for the Warriors here on their home field, and they have to bounce back and try to get in the win column this week, but it won't be easy taking on a very tough Class D Unitigo team. And as for the Spartans, you said it, Harry, they are in control of their own destiny. They have their division locked up, but if they're going to make a deep run in the Class D state playoffs, this is a good test to play up a class tonight against a good Sydney team.
Yeah, the contest last week was a 31-30 thriller. You made the remark a little bit later on that it was probably the two best games we had seen on any one weekend all year, as the second game on Saturday was between Walton and Harpersville, and the Hornets won that one in a thrilling contest. As far as the Unitigo Spartans, they were at home last weekend against Unadilla Valley. That one came out being a 37-16 contest. It was one of those where you had one quarterback, Butler, score a couple of touchdowns. You had Kurt Haycook from Unadilla Valley. I hate that. They're two names so close together. He got a pair of touchdowns, but the depth of the Unitigo Spartans made all the difference in the world. As you said, tonight brutally cold. Well, expect the temperatures to drop. Probably even covering those tender plants won't be enough to take care of things tonight. But you've still got a couple of hours before the temperatures fall down. So if you've got anything outside that you want to move inside or try to cover up, you better go do that now. In the meantime, we'll be back in a couple of seconds. We're going to be cutting away, doing some business, and then we'll come back and give you the starting lineups and set the stage and do all of that stuff for you right here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Coal Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Coal Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Coal Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trackside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Sydney High School. Before we get into the starting lineups, I want to give
paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
This is one of the fun times of year. We have harvest suppers. We have all kinds of activities going on. But we happen to have pumpkins. And this is the weekend of the big pumpkin festival over in Norwich. So you've got all kinds of pumpkins. You've got pumpkin baking. You've got pumpkin decorating. You've got all kinds of stuff going on. Probably a little chilly to go over tonight. But tomorrow it'll be going on all day, and they'll have big doings and music and all kinds of things. So check it out. It'll be a lot of fun. Mr. Billy, starting lineups, if you please.
And we will start with the visiting Unitigo Spartans, and this is a senior-heavy team. They have all five seniors on their line are starters. They start out with their senior center, Fred Sullivan. The guards are seniors Mac Talbot and Alex Wally, and then Derek Liner and Jordan Mayo are the tackles. On the end for the Spartans, sophomore Tanner Winchester and another senior, John Wingate. Looking at the backfield for the Spartans, they are led by quarterback Tyler Butler. He is 6 foot 199. He has led the way for the Spartans all season long, and he will look to do so again on the road here in Sydney. And then in the backfield, two seniors and a junior. Seniors Kevin Thayer and David Van Alstyne, and the junior is Kellen Comenda in the backfield. And looking at the Sydney Warriors hometown starting lineup, their center is senior Trey Crawford. Guards, senior Colin Brandle and sophomore Austin Dean. Tackles, junior Zach Nages and Bryant Gray. On the ends are seniors Jared Cubby and Mike Cruz. Quarterback is the junior Pat Vivert. He's 5'9", 145. And in the backfield for the Warriors are junior Billy Kozak and seniors Nate McDonald and Brandon Walters.
Now, since I know that football is only a minor part in your life, and I know you've been following Major League Baseball, what be the latest?
Well, last time I checked, it was a 1-0 Yankee lead, and I've been doing my best to keep up with that up here in the booth. Last time I checked, it was 1-0 Yankees in the top of the sixth as they play Baltimore Orioles in Game 5, and now as I check it again, it's actually 2-0 Yankees right now.
I noticed that you've been doing your darndest to try to keep up to date on what's happening around the area. So, in any event, we will keep an eye on that and see what's coming up as time goes on. So we have ourselves the official entrance of the Sydney Warriors getting ready to come out onto the field. They come out with a fair amount of ceremony. They have already done their warm-ups. Now they've gone off to the sidelines. The Unitego Spartans are over across the way, hopping up and down, trying to stay a little bit warm. And you'll notice we stress the phrase little bit, because that might be all that they've got, is a little bit of warmth out there. It is chilly. I had told Billy about this before, and I probably bored lots of people with it over the years, but back in my first lifetime, we used to have games that we would broadcast from down in Hancock, New York, and there was always one game early in November, sometimes Halloween weekend, but by golly, you would go down there for that night game, and it was cold like you couldn't believe. And I can remember freezing to death in the booth. And a lot of people will say, well, you're in that booth. You know, you've got a windbreak. It's not like being on the sidelines. Well, there's one difference. On the sidelines, you can walk away.
Mm-hmm.
With the mic, you're sort of locked into one place. And boy, it can be cold like you wouldn't believe it. And down there, I love the facility in Hancock, but it meant some really cold games at the end of that season. So the Sydney Warriors have now come back out. They're just about ready to go. As we said before, Sydney so far this season is 4-2 overall, 2-1 in Division 5. They did have a very unfortunate situation with Damian Zimmer going out with a broken leg last week. The word around the booth is that he may very well be back sometime in the basketball season.
Yeah, and that's pretty remarkable considering the significance of that injury last week. But give credit to this Sydney team. I mean, they've already lost McCarroll early on in the year. Now they've lost Zimmer. They still do have some quality backs in the backfield with McDonald and Walters and even Billy Kozak, the junior. So give credit to the Sydney coaching staff and the players for continuing to play hard and win games and stay alive despite some of the injuries to their key players.
So that is going to be what has been in the past, and we are going to have the battle of Unitego and Sydney. That is going to be the present, and then it's on to Nerf Valley, and we'll see what's going to happen in the future. But all that is in our crystal ball, and we'll be viewing it for you right here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at mengeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitron business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken Sandwiches, Salads, Fish Filets, Ice Cream, Cookies, Value Meals, and more, including the Dollar Menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at Sydney High School, where we're off and running and ready to go with the start of the game tonight, the meeting of the officials out at the center of the field going on right now. Shenango Forks leads in Division 5 with a 2-0 record. They are 6-0 overall. Their win streak right now has been extended to 8 wins over 2 seasons. And this year, they're doing a terrific job outscoring their opponents in all games, 190-75. Sydney in second place at 2-1 in the division, with Newark Valley down in third place and Green in fourth place and winless Whitney Point in fifth place. So it will be Sydney against Newark Valley in another week or so, and that will pretty much determine who is going to be in second place in Division 5.
And the co-captains just met at the center of the field, and Sydney will be receiving the ball to start the game. They are decked out in their maroon jerseys tonight, outlined in white. They will be going from left to right, Unitigo, and they're visiting Green Bottoms with the white jerseys with the green numbers kicking off from right to left. And a lot of players, Harry, still wearing the pink armbands and shoelaces, October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Well, I'm telling you, the shoes on the gentleman who is going to be kicking away are about as fluorescent pink as you can get, and two or three other players happen to be wearing their whatevers. Who am I looking for? Okay, Josh Firebend, who's going to be kicking it away, and he kicks a low one that is going to be touched once, and then there's a scramble for it. It's down at the 25-yard line. We see a couple of members of the Unitigo Spartans who are saying it's ours, but the official comes up and points that it was the Sydney Warriors who recovered. So no damage done on that kickoff, but that was a close one.
Yeah, you don't want to have that kind of mishap on the very first play of the game. Sydney, I think, just was a bit confused. It was almost like a fly ball in baseball. Two guys were close to it. They weren't really sure who was going to fall on top of the ball, and luckily one of the Warriors players was able to get on it, and Sydney will start this drive from their own 25-yard line.
I suppose we ought to put you to work, and I ought to get busy writing. So here to bring you the first quarter of this game, Mr. Billy Blake.
And it is Nate McDonald running to the right side. He picks up 10 or 11 yards. And it will be a first down. So the Warriors trying to establish their running game early. And they do it with Nate McDonald, the senior, on the first play from scrimmage.
Yeah, he gets across the 35 to about the 36-yard line. Good charge by McDonald.
Tight formation for the Warriors. Now they go to Brandon Walters, and Walters running left. He is still on his feet, and he is dragged down by multiple Spartans defenders. He is out near his own 45-yard line. That's a gain of 8 or 9.
Well, he's way across. Well, no, close to the 45. I was like way up to the 50 already. He's about to about the 44, so he'll pick up probably 8 on that one. Good charge.
A run for 11 yards and then a run for 8. Sydney Warriors have that tight formation again. McDonald lines to the left. Walters to the right. And they give it to McDonald. McDonald's running right, and he crosses midfield. He's got a first down at the Spartans' 49-yard line.
So it is across midfield. They pick up on that play of about 7. McDonald managing to get good yardage is up to 18 for the day.
Another tight formation. It's Vibbard, the quarterback, with McDonald and Walters in the backfield. They go back to McDonald. McDonald's running right up the middle, and he is down near the Unitigo 40-yard line. That's close to another first down.
Yeah, McDonald that time decided that he would take charge. He picks up another, we'll call it long 8. That moves him up to 26 for the night. Earlier in the season, he did not necessarily take charge, but since Zimmer isn't in there, he's just put his head down in the last couple of games and just whumped him.
Second and short for Sydney. They keep it on the ground with Brandon Walters, and Walters gets a couple of yards for the first.
Yeah, he'll probably get the first down on that one, but he didn't gain a whole heck of a lot more than what he needed to, as he ran into a lot of white jerseys. Good stop being made in there by the Unitigo line.
Warriors getting this running game established in the first quarter. It's been Nate McDonald and Brandon Walters so far, the only two carriers for Sydney, but now Billy Kozak has checked in, and Kozak gets the ball. He's running right. Kozak breaks one tackle. Now he's taken down inside the 35-yard line. That's a gain of about 4.
Yeah, Kozak picks up just about 4, and that was it on that one. He was hit. He's not the biggest player on the team, and he was yanked down rather hard. One of the Unitigo Spartans has an equipment problem, so as a result, they're going to take a moment while I believe that's going to be David Van Alstyne manages to put his helmet back together and get ready to go. Now the official gives the big circle to start the clock, and we'll be back at it again. 9:50 showing on the clock.
Second down and 6 for the Warriors. They are at the Spartans' 34-yard line, tight formation, with Walters in the backfield, and Walters gets the ball running up the middle. He gets 1, maybe 2.
Yeah, he was met in there. It looks to me like Derek Liner was the first to get a hold of him. So Walters, picking up nothing that time, manages to have that ball still on the high side of the 30 at about the 32. If he got anything, it was the length of the football. That's about it.
Third down and 5. Kozak in the backfield. Kozak gets the ball running right, looking for some room, and he's got it. He is up, and now he's taken down, but it looks like he got a first down.
He is so slippery, Billy. It's a joy to watch him. Kozak that time picking up 7, and he's now up to 11 yards in 2 carries.
Nothing but runs from Sydney on their first offensive drive of the game, but it has been effective. First and 10 just outside of the Unitigo 20-yard line. Another run, and it's right up the middle.
Yeah, this is going to be in there by number 26. That is going to be Aaron McCarroll. So the first time that McCarroll will carry the football, he's going to pick up a first down as the signal is now flashed. and he'll gain about 11 on that play.
First and 10 at the 11. 8:40 to go and counting, opening quarter from Sidney. Still no score.
Yeah.
And there is a pitch back, and that will
That's
not
Kozak.
Go for much.
I say it was Kozak, and yep, it is, number four, Kozak. Billy that time ran into shirts right away, and they were all the wrong color shirts.
Back to the drawing board for the Warriors as Pat Vibbert comes into the huddle. Second down and 10.
So 8:15. Remember, it's just been carry after carry after carry. The Warriors keeping it on the ground the whole time.
They go back to Kozak. Kozak running up the middle. He spins around one defender, and now he's down inside the 10, near the 7 or 8 yard line.
Kozak picks up about 4 on that play as he gets down. So it's now, as you said, at about the maybe the 8 yard line. This is another one of those cases where you can get the first down without getting the touchdown, but there's not a whole lot of difference between the two.
McCarroll and Kozak in the backfield, and Walters joins them as well. Third down, they keep it on the ground.
A lot of push and shove in there, and a lot of white uniforms. So as a result, the ball carrier not going to get too far. They went back to McCarroll again, and he was pretty much stopped immediately.
So decision time for Coach Matthews of Sidney. It's 4th and 3 at the Spartan 7-yard line. And it looks like they are going to go for it as the junior quarterback, Pat Vibbert, makes his way to the line of scrimmage. Just over 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Opening drive of the game. Fourth down for the Warriors. They go to Kozak. Kozak running right. He is hit. And that is going to, now the officials will come in and spot the ball.
Yeah, he was grabbed in there first by Quinn Barnhart. He slowed him down a whole lot. And then one of the other players came in. One of his teammates really put the sort of the kill on Kozak. And that stopped him right there.
And they will call for the chains to come all the way across the field. 6:57 showing on the clock. That was Billy Kozak running to the right side on that 4th and 3. He was hit near the line of scrimmage, but he was able to dodge that bullet, and then he was hit harder by 2 or 3 more defenders, and that's why the officials will call for the chains, and now they're getting that spot, and it will be Unitigo ball, so the Warriors don't get it. It is a turnover on downs.
They stretched that chain out about as much as they could, but there was absolutely no chance. That one was back probably a couple of feet away from first down territory. So as a result, it didn't make any difference how much they stretched it out. They weren't going to be able to get anything, and the Sidney Warriors give up the ball on downs.
And the Spartans will have a long way to go on their first drive of the game. They will take over from their own 3-yard line. Senior quarterback Tyler Butler out there in shotgun. 4 wide receivers, 2 to the right, another 2 to the left. Butler rolling right, and the ball comes out. It's a fumble, and the Warriors, I believe, got it close to the end zone.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes it's a matter of he giveth and he giveth back. So that is exactly what happened there. The Warriors had gotten down inside the 5, coughed it up on, or gave it up on downs, and then immediately it was coughed back up again. And as a result, it will be the Sidney Warriors getting it right back again.
So it was Mike Chase, the linebacker, who recovered that fumble for the Warriors, and just like that, Pat Vibbert and crew are back out there for Sidney. First and goal from the 1. And they go to Walters, who was lined up on the right side of the field. He ran right behind his center, Trey Crawford, but he did not get in the end zone. Second and goal.
Yeah, that is one of those situations where there was a white wall, literally. He will lose about a yard on that play. So we'll call it second and about 2. And once again, Pat Vibbert bringing the play in from the sidelines as he's talking to the coaches and gets back ready to go from there.
McDonald in the backfield. Nate McDonald's running right, and he does not get much room there either. There's many Unitigo defenders surrounding him, and he is not able to go anywhere.
So on that one, let's see, are they going to move that down marker back at all? And now the official goes over, and they don't have to, but no gain on that one.
third and goal from the two for the Warriors. It's been all run so far for Sydney.
Well, as we mentioned before, this is a big night of football. Lots of games on the Friday night schedule. Here we go. Handoff.
It's Nate McDonald's running towards the far end zone, and he is in there. He dives up and over Unitigo defender, and the Sydney Warriors capitalize on the Spartans turnover, and they take a 6-0 lead with 5:27 on the clock in the first quarter.
Yeah, there was no great surprise on that one. That was a 2-yarder, and that run in by McDonald is what we call first blood in a game like this.
And now the Warriors getting set. They will go for two. It's Kozak in the backfield. And there's Kozak running up, and he leaps, and he is in the end zone for the two-point conversion. So Nate McDonald runs it in for six, and then Kozak runs it in for the two-point conversion. There's 5:27 to go in the first quarter. It's the Sydney Warriors 8 and the Unitigo Spartans nothing. This is Friday Night Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Mike Cruz kicking off for the Sydney Warriors, and it's Josh Firebend returning it out for the Unitigo Spartans out to his own 31-yard line.
So Firebend on that one managed to get the ball down actually rather deep, because that ball was kicked down probably to the 12, 10 line maybe, and it was brought back out across the 30 to about the 31 or 32.
Tyler Butler, the quarterback, in the shotgun. They hand it off to David Van Alstyne, and Van Alstyne has no running room whatsoever. He's wrapped up by the Sydney defensive line immediately.
Yeah, they're generous, and the line marker over on the far side manages to pick that thing up and move it forward a couple of lengths of the football. We'll call it a gain of one. Second and nine is what we've got. Van Alstyne getting the first run.
Kellen Comenda in motion, and Comenda the lead blocker for the running back, David Van Alstyne. And the little guy, Van Alstyne, is stuffed again. He's 5'6", 120. And the senior running back has had some success this season, but his first two runs tonight haven't been too good.
Yeah, he ends up dropping a couple on that one, so it'll be third, and we'll call it 11, as that ball is right back on the 30-yard line.
Third and 12 for the Spartans from their own 30.
Remember, tomorrow afternoon, over the river to Delhi we go.
Butler looking to pass deep down the right side of the field, and that one is incomplete. Tanner Winchester, the sophomore, was the intended receiver.
Winchester really had his legs moving on that one, but that was a great Butler pass, way overthrown.
And it will be a three and out for Unitigo. Nate McDonald and Billy Kozak back to return the punt for Sydney.
Fourth and about 11.
And it is Josh Firebend who is ready to punt. Firebend gets it, and that ball is blocked. And now the ball bounces down, and Sydney gets the ball at the Unitigo 31-yard line, partially blocked by Brandon Walters, Harry is saying, and he got in there right away, and the Sydney Warriors with great position.
I don't know who actually got the hand on the football that blocked it away, but it was Walters who was right there to fall on it. And as a result, it is going to be first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors with excellent field position around the 30.
Viver, the quarterback, rolls out to throw, and that one is incomplete. Mike Cruz, the intended receiver. And going back to the blocked punt, that was Sam Bryden, number 53 for Sydney, who blocked that punt for the Warriors.
I was willing to give people the opportunity to get their name on the radio. When you play in that interior line, sometimes you feel that you're forgotten in there. You never get mentioned.
4:08 to go, first quarter. Sydney 8, Unitego nothing. Warriors with the ball, second down and 10 at the Unitego 30-yard line. Tight formation, and McDonald in the backfield. McDonald's running right. He's got a good gain here. He is hit from behind, and he is close to the first down marker near the 20.
Yeah, Nate that time just simply put his hand up and actually had his free hand and pushed the man out of the way. He picks up about 9. Now he is up to 37 yards in 6 carries in this ball game. 3:50, first period of play. The Warriors leading it 8-0.
Sydney taking their time getting to the line of scrimmage. It is a cold night, to say the least. Third and short, they go back to McDonald. And McDonald doesn't get much, but he hits the first, and the ball comes out. But it looks like Austin Dean, the Sydney lineman, picks up the ball and is able to battle his way for another 5 yards or so. A bizarre football play, but Austin Dean recovers the fumble and gives the Warriors a few extra yards on offense.
Austin Dean, 6'5", 260 pounds, did just what he had to do that time, Billy. And as a result, it will be first and 10 for the Warriors at about the 12-yard line.
It looked like McDonald fumbled the ball around the 17 or 18, and Austin Dean just in the right spot at the right time. First down, it's Brandon Walters on the carry. He is tripped up running to his left, and that's a gain of 2 or 3.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's up to 40. Excuse me, Walters, we'll get the right guy. He's up now to 13 yards and 4 carries.
Clock continues to roll along, 2:40 and counting, first quarter. Sydney has been taking their time getting to the line of scrimmage recently. It's Billy Kozak in the backfield with Walters. And they keep it right up the middle and all the way into the end zone. It's a Sydney touchdown, and that was 26, Aaron McCarroll.
You could say McCarroll and give him credit, but you also want to give credit to Trey Crawford, because the big center, it's 5'10", 210 pounds, managed to put in a key block in there, and he was out in front of McCarroll the whole way.
McCarroll was lined up directly behind the quarterback, Pat Vibbert, and I just simply missed him, and it was a run right up the middle with McCarroll. And as Harry said, he got some great blocking by his line, and with 2:24 to go in the first quarter, it's 14-0 Sydney, and they were looking to go for the two-point conversion, but there is a false start on the Warriors.
Well, those things make it just a little more difficult. You got to start all over again and then do it from a little bit farther out. No major problem.
So now the officials will re-spot the ball. It's a 5-yard penalty. And now it's back to the 7-yard line for this 2-point conversion attempt.
Just have to start it all over again and run it a little farther, that's all.
Shotgun for Vibbert. McDonald goes in motion to the right. They try to throw it to Mike Ward on the left side of the field, but that is incomplete. So the two-point conversion is no good. 2:24 to go in the first quarter. It is Sydney 14, Unitego nothing on a Friday night on high school football on your Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Mike Cruz going to kick it away.
Mike Cruz kicks it away, and it's Josh Fireman back there for the Spartans.
I see you look at your smartphone, so I figure, well, you're checking the Yankees score. What can I say? 217, the run back, not going to be all that far, gets back to about the 29-yard line, and the Unitego Spartans are going to take over from there, first and 10.
And we've seen a lot of the shotgun spread formation for the Spartans offensively, and now they trail by two possessions, as they will try to get something going on the road on a cold and crisp Friday night. They keep it on the ground. Van Alstyne, David Van Alstyne, the senior, breaking tackles, and now he is down at his own 40-yard line. That's about an 11- or 12-yard run, and that will be the Spartans' first down tonight.
Yeah, he picks up about 12 on that. He was 1 yard down, so that means that it's going to be 11 yards of positive yardage for him so far. You can call it cold. That sounds negative. Just call it crisp or invigorating.
Van Alstyne in the backfield. And Butler, the quarterback, keeps it on the option. And he is out of bounds right in front of the Sydney sidelines.
We've seen that play work so well. That time it was one of those where everybody seemed to have read it rather well. And as a result, when you have Butler and Van Alstyne sort of appearing as if they're handing that ball back and forth, back and forth. Finally, Butler pulls it out, runs up about 5 with it, but not the big yardage that he was hoping for.
Second and 6 for Unitego from their own 45. And Butler keeps it himself. David Van Alstyne was creamed as a lot of the Sydney defenders thought he had the ball, and Butler is able to scramble for positive yardage.
Yeah, Butler had to work for every yard he got. He got a long 2, maybe 3 on that one. But that's one of those where you almost had the feeling that may have been a broken play. Great recovery. The ball will be at the 48-yard line still in Unitego territory.
Under 1 minute to go in the first quarter. 50 seconds and counting. 4 receivers for Butler, who is under center this time. Kellen Komenda in motion. And they go right up the middle with David Van Alstyne. Van Alstyne with a huge gain here. He's inside the 10. He's running towards the corner, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Spartans.
That was a beautiful play in that you saw 2 number 4s, both of them impressive, both of them very fast. And it happened to be Van Alstyne off to the races, and he was pursued in there by Billy Kozak, and it was really a matter of who was going to be able to persevere, and this time it was Van Alstyne.
So that long touchdown run for the senior halfback puts Unitego right back in it as Josh Firebend comes out to attempt the extra point. Snap, hold, and the kick is up, and kick is blocked by Sydney. The Warriors are just dominating in special teams as Firebend's extra point is blocked. So there's 33.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 14, Unitego 6 on this Friday night football action on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Josh Firebend, the freshman, putting the ball on the tee. He will boot this one back as Mike Ward and Nate McDonald wait back at their own 15 or 20-yard line. And here is a low line drive kick from Firebend. And Mike Ward fields it on a hop, and now he hands it off to Nate McDonald. Nate McDonald's running right. He gets a block. He's across the 50. Now he's inside the 40, and he drops the ball, but he recovers it, and he just falls down at the Unitego 30-yard line. McDonald probably could have gotten more, but once he fumbled it, he just wanted to fall on it. He did not want to give up that ball.
Very interesting play. as that one was taken in there in the backfield, and then they handed it off to McDonald. And McDonald, I couldn't believe that he was getting that much of a run. There were a number of people around him. But finally, he did manage to break loose, and it was almost like I'm ready to go, and one hand came up, caught his foot, tripped him up momentarily, made him lose that football, and then the whole thing came apart.
First and 10 for Sydney. They go to Billy Kozak. Kozak running right, and not much doing that time for Billy Kozak. He got maybe a yard, as there's under 12 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Coach Matthews calling his team in, so that will do it for the first 12 minutes of play from Sydney High School. It is the Warriors 14 and the Spartans 6, as we will go to the second quarter shortly after this break on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
During our fall spectacular here at your Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores, we continue to provide our customers with great savings like fresh, grade A, 3 pounds or more, Mountain Air boneless and skinless chicken breasts, only $1.69 a pound. We also have Great American Beef, boneless top round London broil or roast at a great price of $2.99 a pound. Check out our 20-ounce assorted Fryhoffer's Italian bread, buy one, get one free, and 23 to 24-ounce assorted Prego pasta sauces, 3 for $5. Also, don't forget we continue to give back to our loyal customers with a second week of our 6-week rewards program. Spend $400 from now until November 10th and receive a free $20 BK5 gift certificate. Simply present your frequent shopper's card each time you shop, and our registers will automatically keep a running total of your purchases. You'll see your current total at the bottom of your receipt, so you'll know when you've qualified for your free certificate. Limit 2 $20 gift certificates per household, only at your local Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Tonight's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast has been granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game cannot be used without the expressed written consent of both WCDO and Section 4.
And to bring in the action in the second quarter, play-by-play is Harry Graves.
So the ball is going to be kept on the ground. It looks to me like Big Brandon Walters will get a couple of yards of running room. The ball going to be down at about the 26-yard line. And it is a 14-6 contest. The Sydney Warriors scoring 2 touchdowns. Looking like they were walking away with it in the first quarter, and then the Unitigo Spartans came back. Warriors with the ball. It's going to be carried in there. We'll have to wait and see. Is that going to be number 26, Aaron McCarroll? 22, Walters getting it. So he manages to get the first down as he will get down to the 20-yard line and be ready to go from there.
Another much-needed first down for the Warriors. And I think, Kerry, so far there's only been the one passing attempt by the quarterback, Pat Vibbert. And when it's very cold like this, especially at night, you just want to run the ball, keep the quarterback's hands warm as much as you can, and by doing that, you get the running game going.
You also don't want to have the receiver's cold hands on that football. Ball kept on the ground, number 24, Nate McDonald. He will not get great running room. Pick up 3, maybe 4. As he gets down, we'll call it to the 18-yard line. He had to work for every yard he got there, too. Tomorrow afternoon, the Harpersville Hornets, enjoying a very good season, going over to Kelly Country over in Delhi. Vibbert, handing off the football, will go in there to number 80, Mike Cruz, coming up off the bottom of the pile. So they're saying that Walters is the one who carried it. How Cruz got there, I still haven't figured out.
And Kevin Thayer, the senior for Unitigo, was right there on Walters with a good tackle, just wrapped him up, was able to sneak to the Sydney offensive line on that play.
And it will be McDonald again. He goes to the right side. He tries to cut upfield, cannot cut the corner, as three white jerseys are there to meet him. That will bring up a fourth down situation. He loses about a yard on that play.
Yeah, and Vimpard was tripped up. I don't know if he got his feet tangled with his center, Trey Crawford, or just slipped on the grass, but he went to the ground immediately, but he was able to get the ball off to McDonald running right, and McDonald didn't get a good full head of steam, and Unitigo had three or four guys right there to wrap him up along the far sidelines.
The snap comes back to Vibbard. He wants to pass. His intended receiver is big number 80, Mike Cruz, the six-foot senior, unable to grab the ball. And it goes out of bounds, and with that, it will be turned over on downs to the Unitigo Spartans.
And this is an opportunity for Unitigo to make this game even closer. First quarter that it looked like Sydney was going to start to slowly pull away, but the Spartans got a long touchdown run from Van Alstyne, and now they're back at it.
Nate McDonald, a very easy guy to spot today. He's wearing a red or off-red. Look out, the loose ball. It is going to be recovered by the Unitigo Spartans. Getting back to McDonald, he's wearing about a magenta-colored sweatshirt, and as a result, his elbows are very fluorescent in color and easy to see. Not quite as bright as Josh Firebrand's shoes, but still noticeable. Loss on that play of about 4 or 5 yards. It'll bring up a second, and we'll call it 14.
We've seen a lot of fumbles tonight on both sides of the ball.
And scrambling is going to be Butler, and he's going to toss it away at the very last second. He had been hit almost in the end zone. He got the ball away. Kellen Komenda was there and made an outstanding catch.
Yes.
Now, the interesting thing is it's not even a first down, even though that was a great pass, but Butler had gone so far back into his backfield that it will be a gain of about 7, and that's it.
Yeah, and Sam Bryan, the defensive lineman for the Warriors, was able to break through, and he chased Tyler Butler all the way back to the end zone, it looked like, but he was able to get the throw away to Komenda just in time. And as you said, Harry, an impressive play, but they still did not get a first down.
Second quarter, 8:22 showing, broken play as the Unitigo Spartans try to go to the handoff. That was that usual Butler-Van Alstyne attempt. This time, the Warrior line read it perfectly and stopped it. No gain on the play, fourth down, and still about 6 yards.
Great play there defensively to cover all their reads, as David Van Alstyne is a guy that they sometimes have other guys go in motion to set up Van Alstyne for a run right up the middle like we saw earlier on the touchdown run for the Spartans, but that time it didn't work out.
Billy Kozak back to receive the ball, but he will let it bounce, and it is not going to be that far across midfield anyway, so as a result, it will continue across the 40-yard line, be stopped by David Van Alstyne at about the 36, and that is where the Sydney Warriors will take over, first and 10.
And with 7:46 to go in this first half, the Warriors got the ball to start this game, so they know they're not going to get it to start the third quarter, and they can build a long drive here, take a lot of time off the clock, slowly but surely work their way down the field and add points. That could certainly work in their benefit as we get closer and closer to halftime.
Yeah, we have a situation right now where the Warriors want to make sure that they have their signals straight. So as a result, it is going to be Sydney Warrior timeout. 14-6 is our score as the Sydney Warriors lead the Unitigo Spartans in the second quarter of this ballgame in the usual I-88 grudge match. It's Friday Night Football on WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Pat Vibbert wants to pass. He drops back way downfield. He has number 4, Billy Kozak, but Kozak can't catch up to it.
Yeah, there was a lot of contact with Kozak and a couple of Unitigo defenders in the secondary. The Warriors sidelines arguing for a flag, but the refs will not throw it, and it will be second down and 10 for Sydney.
Yeah, the ball spotted down at about the 35-and-a-half-yard line back in Sydney Warrior territory, 7:39. And the clock ready to get started again. It'll be a snap back to Vibbert. This time he's going to have a real short pass as he will go out to Mike Ward. Ward, just across the 40 at about the 42, makes the reception and gains about 6 on that play.
Good play call there for the Warriors, trying to get Vibbert's arm more into this game as opposed to just having him hand off the ball. The throw attempt on first down to Kozak and going right back at it to Mike Ward.
It will be Cruz, split out to the right side this time. The snap comes back to Vibbert, and he's going to have to scramble. And blowing in there again is going to be Derek Liner, the 6'2", 252-pound senior, grabs a hold of Vibbert and flops him down. And we have a man way upfield who is down. That looks to be Brandon Walters. And he is rolling around on the ground almost as if it's like a dislocated shoulder or something like that. He is in a bit of discomfort, we will call it. 6:52 showing on the clock. I was the one that called that as Walters, and if that is not your view of it, Billy, certainly say so. Whoever it is going to be in great discomfort, and the Sydney coaches are right there to pay attention. Both teams now go back into their respective huddles, well away from the downed player. I was very interested this week to, and to some extent saddened, to read of the suspension of Green coach Tim Paskey. And the reason that I never know when you read of these things in the newspapers any of the story behind it, and of course they'll say it's a personnel matter, we can't talk about it, and all of that stuff. But what really annoys me about some of these situations when they come up is the impact that it will have on a team. And when you have a team that is doing well, and Green not having the best year in the world, but they are 1-2 this year, 4-2 overall. It just happens to be in that goofy schedule the way it is, and you can lose a couple of ball games and your whole season's going down. But the players are such a good group of kids down in Green, and they have done so well time and time and time again, that you don't know what kind of impact that's going to have. Rumor has it that he's going to be back, that this will end up being a one-game suspension, and that he will be back for the rest of the season. That is unofficial, but that's what we had heard through the grapevine. And we're just waiting to see what happens in the newspapers in the next 2 or 3 days to see what's going to happen. Looks to me like Walters is going to be sitting up, and they are helping him up, so I don't know what the injury was, but now he's going to be real tender on an ankle, so he's going to be helped off. Yep, he is being he's being helped and now pretty much carried off the field by a couple of members of the Warrior coaching staff, so he may be out for at least a few plays before he can put any weight on that ankle. 6:52 showing on the clock. Now they pick up the chains on the far sidelines. It's going to be fourth down and long yardage coming up.
And that's a big injury. If that proves to be pretty severe for Brandon Walters in Sydney, I mean, these high school football teams there aren't built like NFL teams where you have 53 guys, and then if one guy goes down or two guys go down, you can just call up a free agent to have him come on the team. I mean, and you look at the smaller schools, the Class C's and Class D's that we covered throughout the year, not many guys to begin with, and when you get two, three, four guys injured, it really hurts, and you have to go deep to the depth chart.
So it's going to be fourth and about 16 yards for the Warriors. That means a probable kicking situation. We have Pat Vibbard back. And the ball is snapped to him and kicked away. It will be at midfield, allowed to roll from there, and is finally going to be touched down. And coming up late, we had a flag thrown. You could see the contact back actually behind the football, and there was a long pause in there where you just waited for that flag to be thrown. It was finally thrown. It looks like it will be against the Unitego Spartans. They know it. They're walking back across the 40, the 35, the 30. And when you see that happening, you almost know it's a personal foul.
Yeah, Jared Covey for Sydney was airborne on that play, and I wasn't able to see what Spartans player he got tangled up with, but just saw Jared Covey high up in the air, and Sydney got the flag that they wanted.
Now they're going to be talking things over with number 24, that is Nate McDonald. So he will decide what the choices are once they're explained to him, and then he's going to make the decision from there. So it will be against the Unitego Spartans. And let's see. Yeah, now where it is again, because now Unitego coming back up to where they are, so to the original line of scrimmage. It's one of those, you know, play or penalty options, and we'll see where it goes from there. I mentioned before that there are a lot of games around. It looks like they're going to kick the ball all over again, so that is going to be something that I wouldn't have anticipated. You're busy trying to catch the Yankee game, so be it.
3-1, bottom eight.
Is that what it is? So we told you before that there are all kinds of games around the area, and we'll try to pick up some of these others when we get time. I'm hoping we'll start getting some scores in here before too long. 6:36, ready to go, and the ball will be kept on the ground. McDonald will get it. It was fourth and about one after the penalty, and Nate McDonald will manage to pop along to toward midfield, pick up about five on that play, and in the process, pick up another first down for the Sydney Warriors.
I had a weird feeling that Sydney was going to do that. It was only fourth and one. They had McDonald pretty close in the backfield, and then they had Vibber back ready to punt, and that direct snap goes to McDonald, and he didn't get a lot, but he got enough for the much-needed first down.
Yeah, McDonald now up over 35 yards. Next play kept on the ground, 6:16, second quarter. No gain on the play, a loss, if anything, of about a yard. So we'll call that second and a very long 10. I'm telling you, as I eyeball this across the field, it looks to me like it's more than where the linesman has gone, but so be it. Vibbert. Long count, and he is going to be caught in his own backfield as he is pursued and finally dropped down. Loss on that play of about 10. Looks to me like Joel Van Alstyn was the man who comes back and gets a hand on him and drops him down.
And Mike Cruz, one of the ends for the Warriors, appear to be open along the far sidelines. Vibber just missed him on that one, and he took the sack.
That will be third, and we'll call it about 20 now. Vibbert coming to the sideline, having words with the coaches to get the play. Almost all of the Warrior plays come in from the bench. Clock goes to an even 5 minutes. The ball going to be kept on the ground. And who do we have in there in that one? I want to say that it was, they're going to say Aaron McCarroll. No gain, no appreciable gain on the play. Did pick up a couple. The ball's going to be brought across the 40 to the 41. 4:30, clock still running. Just looking to see. I thought that was Roberto Ojeda on that play, and I still think it was. And now we will have flags thrown, and it's going to be a call against the Unitico Spartans, as apparently somebody made an initial contact in there. Even with the ball being moved up 5 yards across the 45, it will bring up a fourth down and still around 12 for the Sydney Warriors. Because when the man, when Vibbard was caught in the backfield, that was a big loss. Now it will be a kicking situation. The ball snapped back to Vibbard, and he kicks it off, and it bounces once at the 28 and is going to be touched almost immediately. So it will be Unitego taking over possession at about the 26-yard line, and they've got about 4 minutes to put something on the board if they want to score before halftime.
Yeah, and Brendan Walter is still on the bench for Sydney, so it doesn't look like he will come back in this game tonight, and that is another crucial injury for this team. Already out, already without Austin McCarroll. They lost Damian Zimmer last week, and now it looks like Walters is going to most likely be out for the remainder of this game.
So the ball will be put in play. Butler and company going to try a play, but no gain at all. As again, it's Butler and Van Alstyne who managed to try that little back and forth play, and it gets no gain at all. Ball still at the 26-yard line, second now and 10, 3:45, the clock running. Two men split to the near side. And it's going to be a pitch back to Van Alstyne. No gain on the play. Loss of about five.
Yeah, Austin Dean was right there to wrap him up. And initially, Van Alstyne was able to get away from Dean, but then Dean just reached out and tripped him up by his feet, and that was a loss on the play. Good tackling by Austin Dean.
Yeah, back to about the 20-yard line, just inches high of it. So we'll call it a third and about 15, but it may be closer to 16. Long huddle for the Unitego Spartans. Again, they have a man split to the near side. That's Quinn Barnhart looking to throw. Is going to be Butler. He'll throw on the run. His intended receiver, Johnny Wingate. Wingate, who used to attend Sydney High School, will have enough for the first down as Wingate makes the reception and gets across the 45 to the 46-yard line. First and 10, Spartans, 2 minutes, 40 seconds remaining until halftime.
And a lot of Sydney defensive players got through. Jared Covey, just to name one of them, was, I would say, one of three or four defenders after Tyler Butler. And Butler was rolling out to his left. Tough for a right-handed quarterback to make that throw across his body, but Butler did it right there.
When Barnhart split to the near side, the man goes in motion way across the field, and that was Kellen Komenda, and it's going to be stopped immediately as he is hit hard right at the line of scrimmage. It will be second, and we'll call it 10.5. 2 minutes showing on the clock. Back in the shotgun. Snap goes to Tyler. Tyler Butler now wants to fire the ball. He has Commando way down inside the 20, and the ball is going to bounce off his shoulder and onto the ground.
Yeah, and he actually, Butler might have overthrown Commando. The intended receiver, Billy Kozak, was there for Sidney. And I don't know if Commando got a fingertip on the ball or not, but that looked like a sure interception for Billy Kozak.
Third, and we'll call it about 10.5. Split to the near side again. It is going to be Quinn Barnhart, and this time the pass will come in his direction. It's going to be grabbed down by Barnhart, the senior. He gets the first down. He is down inside the 35, very close to the 30 before he is stopped. 1:37 on the clock. The chains will be moved down to a new location, and immediately the Spartans are ready to go again. Snap back to Butler. Butler wants to pass. Nobody anywhere near him, and a flag will be thrown. A little bump and run on that time, as it looks like the call will be on Mike Ward, I do believe. He was one of the two men over there. And we will see where it is. They're going to say, first down, Unity go Spartans.
And it was a pretty deep throw by Butler, so the argument here from Sidney is saying that ball was not catchable anyway, but it's a penalty on the Warriors, and more field position for Unitigo as they are closer and closer to the end zone. And they are also getting the ball here to start the second half, so they can score here late in the second quarter. Then they get the ball again in the third quarter. Who knows what could happen?
So the march off, by the time they get through, is down inside the 20, not quite to the 15. We'll call it first and 10 on the 16. Tyler Butler, this time, going to come right up to his center, Fred Sullivan. The snap comes back. The Sidney Warrior defense stiffens, and Mr. Butler is given a ride backwards. His forward progress is going to be basically called none, and it will be second and 10.
And now the Spartans trying clock management here. They do have timeouts to use, but with under a minute to go, they're trying to save them and kill as much time as they can.
Butler wants to pass. He rolls back. His intended target is senior David Van Alstyne. The pass will not quite reach the intended receiver. 53.2 seconds on the clock. Commenda coming back from the bench brings in the play. We're going to see John Wingate splitting out to the far sideline. Quinn Barnhart to the near side in the shotgun. Now moving right up on center, it's going to be Butler, and with that, someone yells timeout, and the call comes in as the Unitigo Spartans want to talk to the coaches. Tomorrow we have the game for you from Delhi. It will be the Harpersville Hornets over in Kelly Country, taking on the Bulldogs. That ball game is one of those that is not a major contest as far as the standings are concerned. Let me just see it. I may say that and then find out it's not. I do not believe at this point that Delhi has picked up. All of a sudden I go for my chart and can't find it. So they have not, they're pretty much out of it as far as their plays are concerned this year. What did I do with that crazy thing? There it is. Yeah, Delhi is 3-3 on the season, but 1-1 in league play. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Very short gain for the Sydney Warriors. Rumbling forward, it's going to be Van Alstyne. So Harpersville, 2-0 in Division 8 play, 5-1 overall, five-game winning streak, takes on 1-1 Delhi, 3-3 overall in that contest tomorrow. It's homecoming day at Delhi tomorrow, so we're probably going to have a fair number of ceremonies that go on. So it will be fourth down, and we'll call it about 8. The ball spotted down just about at the 55-yard line. Again, no hurry on the part of either of these teams to end their conferences and get ready to go. We did not break away because we are so close to the halftime break. Remember, we have more football coming up for you next week. We won't know all of the Class D playoff games until Monday morning, and then we'll let you know what the schedule is going to be. Flag is thrown. The ball is going to be picked off. Passed in there by Butler, but snared away by number 24, Nate McDonald. We'll have to wait and see what the flag is all about. Conference of the officials going on now. 39.6 seconds showing on the clock as we march toward halftime.
Yeah, the flag was thrown near the line of scrimmage, and it was thrown right when the ball was snapped, so the penalty, I would think, would be on Sydney, but they're calling offsetting penalties.
So we have offsetting penalties, and that means that the interception will stand, and the Sydney Warriors will take over possession of the football deep in their own territory, back at about the 15-yard line. And they will have time for a couple of plays. Patrick Vibbert going into the huddle. Here comes the play. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. He got a block in there, gets a step or two, then he's hit hard, and the clock will just rumble on down. Now coming over to the near sideline, Colin Brandel. He gets a shout from the bench, goes back into the huddle. The clock continues to run. 12 seconds, and you can tell right now that will be the end of this half. So we have 14-6, the score on the scoreboard, as the Sydney Warriors lead the Unitego Spartans, and time runs out, so we will go to halftime. Harry Graves and Billy Blake here at Sydney High School, where everybody now heads for the concession stand and the hot coffee, and we'll be back with the Marabito Halftime Show coming up in just a moment. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.